Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Thank you for waiting for me. I was reading a question that I got in an inbox. And I had my headphones on, I had my phone on, but I wasn't on. I just thought that I already called into the station. So that's a good way to start this weekend. I did want to let you guys know, and I didn't realize this until yesterday, I am not going to be here on Monday and Tuesday. I will be going to Arizona. My son is getting an award actually from the state of Arizona, from a city called Tempe, T-E-M-P-E. And we're going. And so we're leaving Sunday morning and we're coming back Tuesday afternoon. And we have two nights of festivities and it's going to be really, really cool. So I will see you guys on Relationship Wednesday of next week. I can't believe it's like such a weird time to be gone. But either way, I will be. And I'll see you on Wednesday. Today, I have a question. It's the mother lode question. And it's a woman, and she writes to me and says, my mother always has my life. For example, she had dreamed a little boy, and then for a couple of months, I got pregnant. Last few days, she had a dream that I didn't get the job, and today they call me, and then I really didn't get the job. It scares me a little. Also, I want to ask you, I'm sorry, she's from another country. Also, I want to ask you, have to look positive attitude about getting a job that I get, because after this experience, I am too negative. Let's see now, she had a dream. She dreamed a little boy, and then for a couple of months, few days, she had a dream that I didn't get the job, and today they call me and say, okay, so her mom has these real dreams about her, but they're not positive in her mind or in her life. But that puts us all in a place of when people aren't positive around us, when they are toxic for us. And most of the time, the only way we're going to know if anyone's toxic for us or to us is when they're already close. Because how else are you going to know? Someone from far who's toxic, you can just walk away from. But somebody who isn't so far away, they're in your world. In your world, they're in your daily life, and it drives you nuts. And if in this case you don't have a job and financially you're tethered still to your home, or you're pregnant, or you have the baby or you lose the baby, whatever happens, all that goes aside is when we are around people that are toxic for us. One of the first things that we have to do is actually acknowledge the fact that we're around someone that's toxic, and literally to use the word toxic in your mind so that you can understand the scope of what you're dealing with. A lot of times we'll say, that's my mom and she always talks like that. But if you say that behavior, not my mom, I love my mom, she's there, but that conversation, that behavior is toxic to me. It doesn't help me. It takes away my momentum. It takes away the way I feel. It takes away how I look at things. It takes away what I'm capable of doing, because I'm hearing it every single day. Other than relationship questions, romantic relationship questions, this is probably the most asked question. Because this can happen anywhere. It can happen at work. It can even happen with your own children, or you to them, them to you, your partner. sometimes the best friend we've chosen may not be the best friend. But we never really stopped to think about if something or someone is toxic. I remember someone using that word for the first time and me going, oh my God, that's what it is. Instead of having to explain forever all the things that they have done or said. And if you can, which is one of the best ways, because what I found out on the other end of it is a lot of people who are that way, obviously are that way to themselves first, or they could never be that way to you, is to tell them. Because maybe you all need a little dose of reality. But you don't say to someone, hey, you know what, you're toxic. But you can tell them that their effect on your life is not helping you. It's easy to clam up and go under a shell and let people know that. And I used to. I used to be, in so many ways, scared to tell people how I really felt about them if my feelings for them weren't great or I was upset with them most of the time. And because I felt that way, I ended up in all of these different situations that forced me to say, because they were such the extreme of mean, that I was forced to say things. I used to just go under a rock and not say anything and hold it in and feel bad, first about myself that I couldn't solve this, and second about them that they were so mean and how I just wished I couldn't and didn't have to be around them. And why am I there? Time that happened to me, believe it or not, was when I was married. Everything's fine. My family's happy. His family's happy. Our culture's happy. Everybody's happy because, you know, these two children of these two families in our community got married. I was happy that everybody was happy. Nice to have everyone happy around you. Enough to marry someone I you know, didn't know that much about. Because our culture doesn't allow you to know. You get married at first, ask questions later. But what happened is I ended up in a toxic situation. I didn't even have that word then. God, what a difference that would have made. Because then I would have seen it for what it was. But when it's your mom, or your husband, who was like a father, not like a husband, judging, 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 day in, day out, you just can't take it anymore. And you get quiet, and you get depressed, and you take in all their stuff. And I don't even think of it as their stuff, because they're the one in control. They're the mom, they're the husband, they're the father. And you say, gosh, why doesn't my own father like me? Why doesn't my own mother like me? Why do they talk like that? And a lot of times, they think that when they talk negatively at you, that you're going to be better and prove them wrong. Because sometimes that's how they function. And then when you do well, they put you down again. They become competitors. They're really good at broken wings. They take you in, and, you know, if you need them, they will help you, and they will be the hero. And then when you're okay, they attack you. And then they attack you again, and they attack you again until they beat you down, and you need them again. And then they're nice again, and they take care of you, and they coddle you. And then when you're doing well, they attack you and you become a competitor. And then you don't know what to do except to get away, to create your own space. So what would I tell somebody who's living with a mother? Who's living with a mother? Who's always a step ahead of you in giving you a negative day yet again in your lifetime. And getting a job and all of what I would do in that situation. And this is something I actually did, is I started to reclaim myself. Instead of giving myself away and talking or listening to what that person has to keep saying to me, when what they're saying to me is not very productive for my brain to use. It's not usable information. It's information that takes away from me. Doesn't mean they're bad or good. This is no judgment on them. But it's also to put the brakes on the judgment that they have on you. It's not easy, but there's always an energy exchange. And the lesson that exists between you, the lessons that exist between you are to strengthen you to recognize this personality, to recognize that you don't have to accept somebody's negative. And that's just the conversations with them. If you have to live there and you have to be exposed, you can't just ignore them and close your eyes and not talk to them. That's not going to work. That's going to cause more friction. But when they start to talk and you know where it's going, excuse yourself. I need to go and take care of something right now. I need to go here. Even if you just walk out of the house and go for a walk, or get out of the house early in the morning and sit in a coffee shop and look for a job there. And if you come home later and they're ready for you and they want to tell you everything you're doing wrong, excuse yourself again. Go take a bath, take a shower, read a book, clean something. Take the initiative. Keep going. Build your strength. Reclaim your time. Because if you don't, then your time stays their time. If you just go and sit in the living room or sit in the kitchen where they are, what are they going to do? They're going to talk to you the way they talk to you. Really think about that over and over and over again. And in this day of awareness, in this day and age, we can still respect people whose voices take away from us that we no longer want to hear. We can do that. We just don't even think of it as a choice, but it's a choice. If I were the person who was constantly negative to someone, and someone reacted that way to me, it would force me to look at myself. But sometimes our patterns get so ingrained in our house, we start saying things like, my mother will never be nice. My husband will never recognize. This will never happen. That will never happen. And that's not true. That's why we don't settle when we say the words never. Claiming our time is probably the most important, biggest move, hardest move that any of us can ever make in our lifetime. Because we have never been taught how to take care of ourselves. We have been taught how to take care of everybody else. Only way when you ask that you want to have a positive attitude about getting the job you want or doing the things you want without somebody telling you that this isn't going to work, I want to tell you that it's literally going to be impossible that you are going to live your entire lifetime without ever working again. You are going to get a job at some point. It might not have been that job, but that job wasn't probably the right place for you. It doesn't mean that nobody wants you. It just doesn't mean, it just means that the right job isn't there yet. It will get there. So now I want to just talk about you. Reclaiming your time. Using your day in a more positive way. Not letting anyone else walk in and hijack your day and take over your day for you by throwing up what they've got to say on you. And then it takes you a whole day to get it off and clean it up. And then you go to bed sad. And then you wake up sad. And then you go to bed sad again because you're rinsing and repeating. You're doing the same thing over and over again. Start organizing your world. Looking for a job and getting a job. Sit down with yourself and write down what you need from this world. Write down what kind of job. Not what kind of job you could get. Write down what kind of job you want. Because you can get, I'm sure, many jobs. But what job in this entire world do you want to do? Is it a job that you want that can build a future from, where you might start somewhere and start growing? Do you just want a job to make the bills work or to leave your home or whatever you want to do? Do you want a job that's creative? Do you want a job that's long hours? Do you want a job that's, you know, you start early and end early? You want a job close to home? Does all of that matter? You want to work with a lot of people in a big company or with a few people in a small company? Where do you want to be in this world? What do you want your life to look like? Do you want to be a mother? What kind of mother will you be? Why do you want to be a mother? How will you take care of a child? Who is your partner? Are they involved in your life? Do you want to have a partner involved in your life? Ask yourself questions, because once you know who you are, once you know what you will do, somebody coming at you with their stuff will find it harder to get in and take over you and make you feel bad. Because you can say, wow, that's what you think, but that's not what I'm doing. But thank you. And it won't affect you the same as it will if you don't know who you are, because now they're telling you who you are and you're accepting it. There were certain things I knew about myself. So when my husband would put me down and I would dress up to go somewhere with him, and he would look at me and go, oh, you can dress other people, but you can't dress yourself. And I'd be standing there going, well, that's weird. I'm going out with this man tonight. Why would he say that to me? Didn't matter what I wore. It mattered how I felt. And I don't know if I ever dressed that bad, and I don't really care. But so good that when he said that, I was like, wow, okay. And that's how we're starting our evening. But what I didn't know at the time, and thank God that I already felt good inside, good enough to bounce back his negative to him, because I sure as heck didn't want it. And I didn't even know I was fighting then. But I was protecting whatever was inside of me from that negative that needed to be shared on his part for whatever reasons he may have had. But I never thought about somebody else being mean to me and how could they. I thought about protecting myself from people like that. I never had to do it. but I found a way to do it. Somehow, there was a part of me that nobody could penetrate and get into and break. And that was me believing that there's somebody bigger than them. I always believed, well, they're not God, a person just like I am. Who gave them authority? I don't go around giving people my authority and spewing stuff at them. I would feel horrible to do that. How could they do that? And before I knew about injured love and Christ came in, I just ran the heck away. But I used to let it push me to that, to where I couldn't take it anymore, as opposed to knowing from the get-go, because I used to think that I could transform mean people into nice people once they receive love. I didn't understand that they had injured love in them. Heal it. It's never going to be healed through me or because of me. I could be as loyal as I want and as nice as I want and as happy as I want. And at times that happiness really gets negative people mad, which I couldn't believe. I would say, how could someone not be happy or want to be happy? And I didn't know yet that people at times when their love was injured to a certain level, I didn't understand narcissism and that need for protection of their insecurities, which is narcissism. I didn't know time anybody was seeing it because it was the first time I was seeing it. And when you live with a parent, you're already plugged in from day one. So in many cases, that's all you've ever known. And it's not easy to create a boundary to say, hey, you know what? That's actually not okay. But when you can start thinking like that, because it's not like you're going to wake up today or tomorrow and change the world that you live in. But you can through the number of experiences that you will have with your mother. If over a month, time and 2 months time you continuously excuse yourself from those conversations without saying, I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to hear you, you're negative all the time, you always do this, you hate me, instead of saying all of that, I gotta go, I have something to do, I have a plan, but thank you for caring enough to want to tell me how you feel, however I have this to do. I'm going to be going out. I'm going to be doing this. Even if you have nowhere to go for a walk, you feel better on two counts. One, your body will feel better. And two, so will you. Because now, instead of somebody interfering with your thoughts and clouding up your day, unless you want that, and then you have to know that that's a choice. I chose to sit and listen. I chose to let her do this. I am choosing to participate. You can do that. But you can excuse yourself. You don't. It's the most sobering part of today is participation. Get yourself out of the mix. This question came to me in an inbox a week ago, not for Questions Friday. But when I read the question, I thought, holy cow. Cow, let me answer that on Friday. Is that okay with you? Yes. Because you have to ask yourself, do I want to participate with someone whose state of mind takes away from me, hurts my feelings, slows my flow down, whatever that flow is, getting a job, whatever it is you're doing. If it takes away from that, you're not going to want to do it. And then you're going to blame them. Well, I can't do this because my mom keeps telling me I can't. I can't do this because my husband said I can't. I can't do this because I have kids. And we can fill in the blank. That's when we go and visit the excuse buffet, and we can put whatever excuse we want in that blank. I not only don't accept excuses from other people, the reason I don't is because I catch myself when I'm doing it to me. If I come up with, well, you know, not today because blah, 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 then I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Did I just pull one on myself? Wow, that was pretty slick. And then I always go into the little ego thing and I say, oh, wow, that ego just sneaks in on all of us. You don't have to do this today. You don't have to do that. And it talks to you. And just like I don't participate with people who do that, when my ego tries to come in and hijack my day. So I wanted to wish you guys, on that note, a great weekend. I want to say hello to Wilma in the chat, to Leah and Francis and our guests. Thank you guys for being there. It's nice to see you again, Wilma. And I wanted to say that if there's anything we do this weekend, if we are anywhere that starts to erode what lives in our hearts, the plan we have starting our day, excuse yourself, patient. Find a way. There is a way, but your job is to find it. So have a great weekend. I will see you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.